Thank you for
Okay, but it
calling
was.
customer support. My name is Sateria. How can I help you today?
Yeah, I'm calling because I have a charge on my account that I didn't authorize, and I'd like to talk that.
Okay, ma'am, what's your zip code?
92307.
92307.
That's correct. And what's your name?
My name is Sateria. What's your first and last name, ma'am?
It's Kathy Groves.
Kathy?
Uh-huh. Last name is Groves. G-R-O-V-E-S. I have the reference number here if you'd like it.
I'll be right with you. Can you verify your shipping address for security purposes, please?
I can. It's 14810 Kokomo Road in Apple Valley, 92307.
I'll be right with you. Okay, so it looks like you entered a contest to win a KitchenAid back on July the 11th.
I did, yes.
Okay, and when you entered that contest, they also enrolled you in, well, that's a sweepstakes.
Uh-huh.
Hold on, let me click
so
on
what's
it.
The $56.95 for? That was entered on 7/15.
Yeah, hold on.
Yeah, that fee was only supposed to be $2, which that's fine, but it came through higher also. And I was like, okay, what's going on here?
Yeah. So, yeah, it was $2. So, when you entered that contest to win that KitchenAid, in the terms and the condition for the sweepstake, it tells you that you'll be enrolled in a meal plan app. And that's what they're billing you for.
Okay, well, I don't want that. So, could we kindly remove that, please? Yeah, because it's kind of a misleading ad because it plainly says on there, and that fee, by the way, wasn't $2. It was $5.74. I'm looking at it.
Yeah, it's going to be like that sometime because due to the card you probably used. But we
okay.
Do charge $2 for shipping and handling, or it can be up to $6.
Oh, well, I'm okay for that part, but I'm not okay with the $56.95.
Yeah, so it looks okay. So with the meal plan app they have on there for the $56.95, you're charged for the discount shopping fee. So this will help you keep enrolling into the contest each month to win at KitchenAid. So
yeah,
that's
no,
why you're paying a fee.
What it's going to end up running is more than what I go and buy as KitchenAid from the store. I was just excited because I wanted to get my daughter a KitchenAid. So, yeah, I just want to opt out of that.
Okay, so what I had to do is cancel the whole account out because without that, you won't be able to enter the contest to win the KitchenAid.
That's okay. Because like I say, for what they're going to charge me every month, I can go buy a brand new one. It's kind of a misleading ad if you don't, you know. But
mm-hmm.
That's okay. I mean, things happen. I know better than this. So I never do these kind of things. But I was so excited for my daughter, you know.
Right. So I do have you all counseled out. Would you like your cancellation number?
Yes, I would. And can you send me an email to that effect?
Yeah, it's going to come through your email. Your cancellation number is C as in Charlie. 261.
Okay. 261, okay.
0138.
Uh-huh.
48.
4-8. Okay, so this is C26101-3848.
That's correct.
Okay.
Well,
so
thank
I am
you
completely, and I won't be charged this again, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you so much, Sateria. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling customer support. Have a great day now.
You too. Thank you. Bye.